bitch at least 1, 2, 6, 7 fan.
B.
Yo.
I'm switching. I don't know, man. Because half these guys are still stuck in Dallas after this last snow, I'm switching my flight to Friday night. When are you going down? Are we going to be on the same flight?
I don't know yet.
I know if Saturday there's bad weather and I can't get out, that's going to be a real problem. So Friday night it is.
You can go first thing Friday. I mean, last flight Saturday or first thing, last flight Friday or first flight on Saturday, I would take.
So I just got on. There's an 8 o'clock out of DCA to Tampa.
All right.
If that interests you, sir. Well, we get in kind of.
You already know you're going back to Dallas, though, dog. You forgot that part?
No, I'm flying in and out of DCA for this one.
You forgot that text you got yesterday, right?
Yeah, I don't think the timing is going to work. I told him I'd have to let him know by tonight.
Oh, okay.
Because you guys are going to have to leave before. I mean, that game's going to end at 11:45.
What time
probably.
Is the game?
The game is at 8:15.
I thought it was different for playoffs. I thought it was 7-7 for playoffs.
Nah, it's 8:15. So the game's at 8:15. Say it's, you know, generally three hour 15 minutes. Game ends at 11:30. You got to do your stream, which is generally about an hour, right? Your show?
Nope. Less than that.
Right. Like, your time is more condensed. I just won't be able to get out of there.
Yeah.
Is my concern. I told him that last night, so we'll see. I'd love to do it, but, you know, we'll see how that all shakes out.
All right.
But whatever, I just booked Friday night now, if that interests you. Speaking of the playoffs, though, let's take a look at the rest of these games. Obviously, we're going to dive into Commanders Bucks all week, but the Chargers-Texans game, B, the Texans are home underdogs. I think the Chargers are really good. I think Herbert's good. I think they play good defense. I think Harbaugh is a really good coach.
Yep.
But Houston last year won their playoff. Oh, they won the wild card game last
year.
They're
in Houston, right?
They're in Houston, yeah. Who you liking that one?
I may lean Houston on that one.
I mean, especially getting points.
At home?
Now, they beat the hell out of Cleveland last year, but Cleveland had, like, serious quarterback trouble by that point in the season.
Mm-hmm.
Might have been Flacco starting. So I don't know which way to go on that, but I'm kind of with you that everybody – I recognize Houston hasn't had the season many would expected,
mm-hmm.
but I'm not sure they're bad, you know?
No, they're not bad. I mean, and the thing about it, like, sometimes you just get into that game and that groove start working again. You never know, bro.
Yeah, I tell you what I don't like. I don't like the bulk of their wins just came against bad division opponents. Mm-hmm. So it kind of skews what you're looking at. Landfill, what do you like, Chargers, Texans?
You beat who you play.
Yeah.
I'm always going to – oh, that's – I don't like either of these teams. Let's just be honest with you right there. Like,
why?
I just have zero confidence in any of them. The Chargers always seem to charger, like, every game. I don't really, like, fully trust Justin Herbert because he seems like he's a guy who's a good player who just – he's like the team that's good in the regular season but just can't win in the playoffs. That's him, but in every game. Like, he'll put up some impressive numbers, but he just doesn't win a whole hell of a lot. So I don't really trust that he's a good quarterback. And then the Texans, I think they've just been – they've just been fairly unimpressive, and you know they were blessed to play in a division that sucks. And I think that Stroud, for as good as he was as a rookie, he kind of was not impressive at all this year. Boo! You know, this game right here is like a really great argument against the expanded playoffs in the NFL. But if I had to pick one team, I'll go with the Texans.
All right, so I don't know what, if any, bearing this will have on this game, right?
Mm-hmm.
But this did cross my timeline, and I don't know if this is real or what, I don't know if it's him. I don't know a thing about it. But Antonio Brown tweeted out a photo of what might be, I don't know. I just dropped in this picture. Antonio Brown just wrote Stephon Diggs with a photo of a dude that I think looks like Diggs wearing, I don't know how to describe that outfit. And Diggs isn't playing for them.
No.
But I don't know how that impacts the game, if at all.
What? The tweet?
Have you seen that picture?
No. You sent it?
I just dropped it in, yeah.
Okay, let me look at it.
I don't know. We can ignore that.
Nah, man.
Lampin, what do you make?
Throw that Brown crazy, man.
All right. Lampville, you start here. Steelers, Ravens. Steelers plus 10.
Ravens by at least 10.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, they're just a much better team.
It is crazy how the Steelers just do this every year.
Yeah, but I'll take the Steelers with the points.
Will you?
Yeah. I'm just saying, bro. I don't. Again, division games, bro.
Is it? I mean, as a guy that played in them and knows what this felt like.
All right.
But does the division thing hold up when you get to the playoffs when every game is more amped up anyway?
Even when they get amped up, it's still a division game. You know each other so well. And we've seen it too many times. One team is awful, one team is great, and the team that's great doesn't play like they're great. Or the team that's awful doesn't play like they're awful. They always come a little closer.
Week 11, the Steelers beat the Ravens at home 18-16. Week 16, the Ravens beat the Steelers 34-17 in Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
I think the only thing I would touch in that is the under.
Hey.
43.5.
There you go.
Broncos, Bills. Anybody taking the Broncos? +9?
Absolutely not.
Nah, not traveling all the way over there to Buffalo. That trip, too, from west to east, that's a world of difference, too.
Yeah. And that's Sunday, 1 o'clock.
Some coaches don't think that makes a difference, but it does.
Bo Nix has been good, though, dude, especially in big moments down the last month or so.
Okay.
Nix has showed up.
Put your money on him.
I probably won't.
That's what I'm saying.
I think
wagering has done, it gives us all the mindset that we know more than the people that's putting that stuff together. And ultimately, we don't. We don't.
Yeah. Agreed.
We think it because we got so many things to look at, so many stats. They give us all this information, and know what it does? It confuses the hell out of us. And we keep thinking we're going to beat them. We ain't beating them people, man.
One of the underdogs I think I actually like this weekend.
Who that?
The Packers going to Philly.
Well, if they don't have their quarterback, it may have an issue big time up there.
That's true. What is the deal with Hurts?
It's still uncertain. Now, Landfield's still in protocol? Yeah.
Is that?
Huh?
He's still. All right.
If he's still in protocol, that thing was more serious, or it's more going on with that situation.
Garofolo said, I don't have any great concern. I think Jalen Hurts is going to play in this game.
Okay. That's what he says, but if he ain't practicing, then he might not be playing.
Would you be worried about rust in that game?
I might even say rust. I'm just going to say if he's not right, he hadn't been right when he was right. If he's sitting up there a little dazed and he go in the game, he might still not be right. When he was supposed to be healthy, he's been turning over and doing some weird things this year. So, is he right?
Yeah, I mean, his numbers. Hurts had the one incredible year when they made the Super Bowl 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And the numbers haven't looked like that since. Not that the numbers are bad, but he was like a legitimate MVP candidate back in 22.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they went 14-1. He went 22 touchdowns against six picks. And I'm trying to pull it up. His rushing numbers that year, 760 yards and 30 touchdowns.
Yeah. I think he's a good, very good quarterback. I just think that
13.
Something is going on. Listen, they can say what they want about Graham and all this. Something else is going on up there.
Yeah. His accuracy is actually up this year, but he's now missed the last two games. That's going to be fascinating to watch. I think I like the Packers there. As we get ready to make more bets, we're going to do Heard It Here First next. Maybe we'll make a Rockets whiz pick. I got to go host the Altcast tonight. Should be fun.
Bad luck, JP.